We're up to Simin Reish Mem Sif Yud, and we'll be going through Tesvav. Sif Yud, Im Hoya Lokas Imo Osu Lashamish Achi Faisenu, Vyocho Lesapri Imo Kodem Tashmish Kreela Ratzosa. If there was some disagreement and there's anger there, then the best thing is for them to talk it over before Tashmish, and that is considered valid in speaking before Tashmish. Yud Aleph. Osur l'shamesh l'or haner, it is osur l'or haner, to the light of a candle, af al pi shem mafil betaliso, even though they're covered in a way that it keeps out the light. So that there's the first halach is you're not allowed to have an open light source in the room. Haga aval amosa mechitza gavo asor l'fnei haner, af al pi shor nira derech ha-mechitza kagon shehifsik besodin shori. If you have a kosher mechitza, then the halacha is that that is enough to say that the ner is not in the same reshus, even if the mechitza is something transparent, so that that you're still going to see some light. Nevertheless, it's mutter. Now, the Mishnah Berurah mentions that the Mishnah Berurah mentions that it's still the right thing to do, even in this case, is to be mafal betaliso. Meaning, we're going to see there are really two halachas here. The first halacha is you cannot have an open light source in the room. The second halacha is, even if you don't have an open light source in the room, you should see to it that it is not light there. How do you do that? By being mafil betaliso, covering in a way that the light doesn't come through. So, the Mishnah Berurah says like this. What happens if there's moonlight outside, and the window is uncovered? So the halacha is that is not good. You have to be mafil betaliso. If it's indirect moonlight, then that is mutter, because it's something very dim. Let's say there is no ceiling. So the halacha is, even if the moon is not shining directly in, we say that it'll be strong enough. So there, the halacha will be that it's going to be usur, even though it's not direct. Now, and the next thing is, what happens if the light is coming from a different room? So it's not in the same reshus, so it's not aser. But still, there'll have to be a mafil betaliso. It's going to have to make it dark. It shouldn't be very, very clearly bright. There cannot be bright light in the room, even if the source is elsewhere. Further, if you cover the ner with another keli in a way that it doesn't give off much light, that's mutter. By day, it's also a lack of derech eretz. Unless the house is dark. Hagav a talmud chacham mafal betaliso v'shari, and a talmud chacham it's mutter if he's mafal betaliso. Why a talmud chacham is it different? So the way the Mishnah Berurah learns is because he is not going to look. Even so, the Mishnah Berurah says that it's only mutter l'tzorach gadol. Sif Yud Beis also l'shamish mitaso b'shnei ra'avon. During a famine, it is tashmish is aser, ella chasuche banim, unless one has yet to fulfill period of aribia. Pirish misha ein lo banim, someone who doesn't have children, haga, vayin lekamon, v'wadim b'shar tzaris shein karavon. All other tzaris will have the same halacha, like a time of war, where the halacha will be the tashmish is aser, except for people that were not makayim period of aribia. And the halacha is, if someone feels that the Yetzirah is overcoming him, he could also be Makel. And on Leil Tefillah, over there, the Mechaber was Makel as well. Sif Yud Gimel. Achsanoi also l'shamish. A guest in someone's house is not to be meshamish. V'im yichdu lo ul ishto bayis mutter. But if they have their own room, it's mutter. V'bavach lo yishim betalisa shal balabayis. But you have to have your own clothing or your own towel or something, in order that it not be nikkur on anything belonging to the balabayis that they had tashmish. This halacha is even when everybody is sleeping. Here the Mishnah Berurah brings the halacha that it is wrong for a stranger to intrude on husband and wife, even at a time that the woman is tamei. They deserve their privacy. Siv Yudalit, Shichva Zeruhu Koach Haguf Uma'or Heinayim. So the Mechaber is telling us that indulging in this, aside from halacha, is also unhealthy. Kozman Shetetze Biyoser Haguf Kola V'chayav Ovdim. If someone overdoes it, so he will get weaker, the body will deteriorate. V'cholashotuf b'vi'ila ziknecho kofetzes olav, he will prematurely get old. V'kocho toshash, he gets weak. V'einav kehos, his vision is impaired. V'reach ra nodif mipiv, he gets bad breath. V'sarosho v'gabos einav, v'resise einav noshim, all body hair will start falling, he'll shed. V'sar zakono v'shechio v'seiraglov robo, whereas the hair on his beard, his underarm, and on his legs, there it'll be more. The sheen of no shows, his teeth fall off. Vaharbe cave him chutz me'elubayim alof. Omru chach me'arofim. Echad me'elof meis mishar chaloim. Va'elef mirov tashmish. Lefikach tzorach adam li'zar. A person should be careful. It's unhealthy for it to be too much. Siftezvav. Lo yivavu saveya uroif. Bila should not be done when somebody is full, when he just ate, or when he is hungry. You give the food time to digest. It is to be done lying, not standing, not sitting. Not in the bathhouse. Now this already is a health issue. The Magen Avraham points out that all of these things are that we're about to learn are in yonim of health. So, not a day that he went to the merchatz. In those days, if you went to we're talking about where you went to a sauna and you came out very weak. V'lo b'yom ha'koza, not on the day that he did bloodletting or any other surgical procedure. Lo b'yom yitzil aderech or b'yom in aderech, also not on a day that you're going to the road or coming back. V'lo lifneim v'lo lachreim, and not even the day before or after. So the Rama asks, "V'ha'ad b'reisha shimin shechayv lofakta." The beginning of the simin it said that before he leaves, yotzel aderech has a chi of ona. Arikishu rochev o yoshiv b'karin. That's talking about where you're either riding or sitting in the wagon. V'kan ari b'mahalach. This is only when one is walking. When one is walking, so we say that he's going to be weak, or if he came back from a long walk, he's weak and it's unhealthy. Now, there are a few things the Mishnah Berurah brings in. First of all, he says that that if one uses a washroom, it's a besakise kavua. If one uses a washroom, so he's supposed to wait the shear of a half a mil. If a mil is 18 minutes, that means 9 minutes before tashmish. In the case of a nursing mother, so she has to wait until the baby is asleep. That's first of all. And second, after Tashmish, if the baby wakes up, she should really wait Beis Milin, which is 36 minutes. And if he's really crying, then at least wait 18 minutes, a shear of Kedei Hiluch Mil. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Svarim HaKadoshim that it is right to have water near the bed and for the couple to wash before and after Tashmish. This is an inyan of Kedusha, it's not an inyan of Halacha. And then finally, a woman who pushes off going to the mikveh just for the sake of hurting her husband, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that is considered a big avera.